So the parakei mishnah came up kivuya shehit bilua b'mayin sheiruyin lekadesh lekatzim ba'atetitma. Somebody who has a hollowed out pumpkin and he uses this hollowed out pumpkin as a kli, and he was tovo the kivuya in water that's not fit for kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma. He was tovo it into water other than spring water. This kli could be used for the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma to put the spring water and then the ashes from the paraduma into the spring water, as long as the kiruya had not previously become tummy. As the kiruya is as good as any other kli and could be used for the purpose of the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma, as long as you immerse it first and dry off the water like we had in the previous mishnah. Now, even though a kiruya, a hollowed out pumpkin, absorbs water into the wall of the pumpkin, and that water that it absorbs will possibly subsequently be expelled, and maybe after you put the spring water for the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma, some of the water that it absorbs will be expelled into the spring water, and the water that it absorbs is not fit to be used for the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma. Even so, you can use the hollowed out pumpkin for the purpose of the kiddush, and we're not afraid that it will expel into the spring water some of the water that it absorbs. But if this kiruya had previously become tummy, even if you are matar hit by immersing it in the mikvah, it is no longer valid to be used for the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma. The reason being is for the reason that we just said, that since a hot out pumpkin absorbs water into its walls, and since at one point it had become tummy, it had absorbed water that is tummy as it was matami the water, and it absorbed that tummy water into its wall. And even though you were matar the pumpkin after it became tummy, but the water inside its wall would remain tummy. And maybe after you put the spring water that will be used for the kiddush today for the paraduma, the pumpkin will expel from its walls some of that tummy water and be matami the spring water that's used for the kiddush today for the paraduma. Now, even though we had just said that the kiruya is kosher to be used for kiddush, they had not become tummy, even though it absorbs into its walls water that is not fit for kiddush, and we say we're not afraid it will expel some of that water into the spring water that's used for the kiddush. The answer is that when we're dealing with tummy water, we have to be much more stringent, and therefore, since it has tummy water in its walls, we have to be more stringent and be afraid that maybe some of that water will be expelled into the spring water that's used for kiddush and be matami. But in the case where it had not become tummy, but it simply absorbed water that's not fit for kiddush, since that water is not tummy, even though it's not fit for kiddush, we don't have to be so stringent, so we say we're not afraid that that water will be expelled into the spring water. Rabbi Yisur Aymer, im mekadesh hu ba betchila, af besof kadesh ba. Im eina mekadesh ba besof, af lo betchila. Rabbi Yisur does not hold to this distinction that the Tanna Kamma made. That the Tanna Kamma made a distinction between water that it absorbed into its wall that's not tummy, that we said we're not afraid that water will be expelled, and in the case where it became tummy and it has tummy water in its walls, we say that we are afraid that that water will be expelled and be the tummy of the spring water. Rabbi Yisur says you have to be consistent. If you say that the pumpkin could be used for kiddush b'tchila, meaning before it becomes tummy, if it had not yet become tummy, it could be used for kiddush. So b'sof, meaning if it did become tummy, it also should be mutter to be used for kiddush as long as you're immersed in the mikvah and we're matarit. And the reason why you say it could be used b'tchila, meaning if it didn't become tummy, is because you're not afraid the water will be expelled from the walls of the pumpkin. Well, if the soap, if it had become tummy, you also should allow to use it for the kiddush, since you're not afraid that the water will be expelled. But if you say that you're not allowed to use it to be makadosh the soap, meaning to say that if it became tummy, you say you're not allowed to use it since you're afraid the tummy water will be expelled into the spring water, so you shouldn't allow to use it b'tchila before it becomes tummy either, because it absorbed water that's not fit for kiddush, since it was immersed in a mikvah that contained something other than spring water. So according to Rabbi Yisur, you have to be consistent, and if you possible the kiruya, the pumpkin, to be used for kiddush, if it became tummy, you have to possible it also to be used for kiddush, even if it didn't become tummy, since it had absorbed some water that's not fit for kiddush. Benkach u'benkach lo yosef l'toycha mayim mikudosh. This last part of the Mishnah are the words of the Tanna Kamma, if not the words of Rabbi Yisur. Even though the Tanna Kamma said that a hollowed out pumpkin could be used as a kli for the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma to put the spring water in, and then to put the ashes in the spring water, that's the kiddush or the eifer of the paraduma. Even so, it cannot be used to pour into it water that had already become a Kodesh. If you were a Mekadesh the Efa, the Par Aduma, in a different Kli, the ashes had already been put into the spring water. Now you want to transfer that water into a different Kli. You cannot use this hot out pumpkin to transfer the Mayim Mekudash and the water that had already been Mekudesh with the Efa, the Par Aduma. As we're afraid that the water that's in the walls of the pumpkin will be expelled into the Mayim Mekudash. And that will possibly the Mayim Mekudash like we had previously, that any extra water that is added into Mayim Mekudash will pass with. Now, even though we said that the Tanakama is not afraid that the water in the walls of the pumpkin will be expelled into the spring water, as long as the pumpkin had not yet become tummy. So why in this case are the Tanakama afraid that the water will be expelled into the Mayim Mekudash? The Kesef Mishnah explains that if you want to use the pumpkin to be Mekadesh the Efa, the Par Aduma, in such a case, you don't plan on keeping the water in there for a long time. You just want to use the Kli to be Mekadesh the Efa to put the Efa into the spring water. So since you're not going to keep the water in the Kli for a long time, we're not afraid in that short time that the pumpkin will expel some of the water in its walls. But in this case, that you want to use the pumpkin not for the Kiddush, but to transfer the already Mekudesh Mayim into the Kli, you'll probably want to keep the water in there for an extended period of time. In such a case, since it's going to be in there for a while, you have to be afraid, even according to Tanakama, that some of the water from the walls of the pumpkin will be expelled into the Mayim Mekudesh. A reed that you cut it to be used to hold the water of the chata, the water of the Par Aduma, or the Efa, the ashes of the Par Aduma. You cut this reed and hollowed it out, make it into shofaris, making it into a tube. And this would be a kli that would be used for the mechatas or the Efa chata. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a yatsful miyat. Rabbi Eliezer said we don't have to be metami the kli before we use it for the Par chata. Instead, we can immerse it right away and then it will be kosher to be used for the Paras Chatzos. Now, why would we think that we would have to be Matami the Kli? The answer is that we Dafka use the Kli that is a Tfur Yom, meaning that was Tummit and was immersed in the Mikvah and Nifal had not arrived, in order to show up to Tzedukim, as the Tzedukim held, that a Kohen or a Kli that the Tfur Yom is possible for the Paras Duma. The Tzedukim held that somebody who is Tummit immersed in the Mikvah is possible for the Paras Duma until the following day, until after he had Harishem. So therefore, in order to show that the Tzedukim were wrong, we Dafka used a Kohen and a Kli that was a Tfur Yom that had become Tameh and was immersed in the Mikvah that very day. And before nightfall, the Kohen or the Kli would be used for the Para Aduma. So therefore, if we have this prepared, if we have a tube, a reed tube, that we now cut and turned it into a Kli. Now this reed tube has not become Tameh. Even so, Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's no need to be Metameh, even though we Dafka want to use a Kli that the Tfur Yom that had become Tameh and was immersed in the Mikvah, but even so, we don't have to be Metameh. All we have to do is immerse it in the Mikvah, and it would have a din of a Kli that's a Tfur Yom. Now, why would this Kli have a din of a Kli that's a Tfur Yom? It had not become Tameh. The answer is that any Kli that's used for Hegdish, and certainly for Paras Chatzos, for the Paras Tumah, even if it was completed by a chaver, by a Talmud Chacham, that's very makbid to make sure that the Kli is tar. Even so, we have to immerse the Kli in a mikvah. This is a chumrah for Hegdish and for Para Aduma. And the reason why we have to immerse a Kli that was completed by a chaver before we use it for Hegdish and for Paras Chatzos is because we're afraid that before the Kli was completed, Na'ama Ares spit on the Kli, a little bit of the saliva was on the Kli, and the saliva that I'm Ares is Tameh, and maybe the Amaret is a Zub. And that saliva of the Amaret, even though it was on the Kli before it was completed, and therefore would not be Metameh the Kli, and the Kli is not Mekabel Tumah until it is completed, we're afraid that maybe the saliva was still moist at the point the Kli was completed, and even though the Chaver, the Talmud Chacham, was watching the Kli from the point it was completed to make sure it had not become Tameh, he did not realize there was saliva on the Kli from the Amaret that was still moist at the point the Kli was completed with Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, the Chachamim said every Kli that is used for Paras Chatzos and for Hegdish, even if a Chaver Talmud Chacham was watching the Kli from the point it was completed, that Kli needs to be immersed in a mikvah, as we treat the Kli as being Tumah. So therefore, even though the din is that a Kli that is used for the Paras Tumah, we should be Metameh that Kli and then immersed in the mikvah so that the Kli is a Tfur Yom, in order to show the Tzedukim that a Kli that's a Tfur Yom is kosher for the Par Aduma. But Rabbi Eliezer said, this Kli, we don't have to be Metame. And since the Chachamim treat this Kli that was completed by a Chaver as a Kli that's Tameh, as we're afraid that the saliva of an Amaret was on the Kli before it was completed, so therefore, since it's treated As if it were Tommy, there's no reason for us to be Mekami it ourselves. Instead, we would just immerse it in the mikvah, and the Kli would have a din of a full yom. Now, the Mefortim point out, even though that which the Chacham were machmir, that a Kli that was completed by a Chaver and is to be used for Hegdish, or a Par Azuma has to be immersed in the mikvah, but the Chacham were not machmir that much, and they said that after you're immersed in the mikvah, it's not required that we have Harashemeth, that we wait until nightfall. And this is not the type of tuma that will require Harashemeth, since it's only a Chumah Drabbana. So since we're not being Metamed ourselves, we're just relying on that tuma that the Chumah said, that a Kli that's completed by a Chavar is Tameh. Well, how are we showing up to Tzedukah? How are we showing them that a Kli that they spoil Yom is kosher for the Parah Aduma? As this Kli anyway doesn't require Harashemeth. So the Mefortim explains, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that since the Chachamah are very, very machfer when it comes to the Parah Aduma, the Chachamah treat this Tuma, this Suffolk Tuma, as maybe there was saliva from an Amaris on the Kli at the point it was completed, they treat it in a very stringent way. So if it was true, like the Tzedukim said, that a Kli that's used for Parah Aduma would require Harashemesh, if that was the case, then this Kli would also require Harashemesh, even though the Tuma of this Kli is only a Chumrah the Rabbanon. So therefore, by using this Kli before it has Harashemesh, we are showing the Tzedukim that a Kli that's used for the Parah Aduma does not require Harashemesh. Even a Kli that's a full yom that had become Tameh and it was immersed that day would be kosher for the Parah Aduma. This is the logic of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Yitma V'Yadbil. Rabbi Yeshua simply does not agree with the logic of Rabbi Eliezer. And he says that after we hollow out this Ritu to be used as a Kli to hold the water or the Eifer or the Parah Aduma, we have to be Metami it and then immerse it in the mikvah, and then we would use it that day for the Eifer or the Mayim of the Parah Aduma. As according to Rabbi Yeshua, we cannot rely on the Tuma that the Rabbanan said, that a Kli that's completed by a Talmid Chacham has Tuma. As since, as we said, this type of Tuma does not require Harashemesh, that this Tuma is only a Chumrah of the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan were afraid that maybe the saliva of the Amaris was still on the Kli at the point it was completed, so we're not showing up to Tzedukim by using this Kli before it had Harashemesh. So therefore, we'd have to go ahead and be Metami the Kli for real, and then immerse it in the mikvah, and then use it that very day to hold the water or the Eifer or the Parah Aduma. And by doing that, we're showing the Tzedukim that a Kli that's a full yom that did not have Harashemesh is kosher for the Parah Aduma. Hakol k'seirim l'kodesh chutz mecheres soitev akot. Everybody is kosher to be mekadesh the Eifer or the Parah Aduma, to put the ashes of the Parah Aduma into the spring water. This is called kiddush, and everybody's kosher to do so, with the exception of a deaf mute, a sota, and a katan. Rabbi Huda makshir b'katan upaisel b'isha uvan dregnis. Rabbi Huda is makshir b'katan. He holds that a child under bar mitzvah is kosher to do the kiddush, and he passels an isha, a woman, in an androgynous, a suffix ish, suffix isha. As according to Rabbi Huda, an isha is passel for kiddush, but a katan is kosher, and so to an androgynous is possible, since an androgynous is a suffix, whether it's an ish or an ish.